The Ford government says it will immediately audit discretionary funding at school boards after a few were thrown into the spotlight following trips by staff or trustees. The premier has directed me to do audits on discretionary funding in the school boards, and we'll be proceeding with that. In all school boards, Education Minister Jill Dunlop told reporters at Queen's Park on Thursday. That will start immediately. Dunlop said she planned to meet with directors of education to let them know that this is happening and to also give them a heads up that maybe it's a time to come forward and let us know about some of these appalling events that have been going on. Premier Doug Ford voiced his frustration at a press conference on October 25 when asked whether he thought the school board model needed to be changed given recent reports of trip spending. The cheese slipped off the cracker with these guys. I just can't get it, common sense, said Ford, adding he had asked the education minister to start doing audits on these school boards. We're pouring money into school boards and they're out partying and acting like a bunch of yahoos, unacceptable, he said. The education minister issued another statement in response to questions on Friday, saying the government will be examining audits of discretionary expenses and include them as part of the biannual review of board financials brought forward through legislation in Bill 98 last spring to create more accountability and transparency. Trustees with the Brant Haldimand Norfolk Catholic District School Board have come under fire after reportedly spending more than $120,000 to go to Italy and purchase art while there. The province is also auditing the Thames Valley District School Board after staff spent around $40,000 on a three-day retreat at the Rogers Centre in Toronto in August. CBC reported on Thursday that the Lambton Kent District School Board, LKDSB, had spent more than $32,000 for three staff to attend a conference in Hawaii in January. The province has also appointed Patrick Case, a former assistant deputy minister with the Ministry of Education, to review the Toronto District School Board's field trip policies and events. After students going on a field trip in September ended up at a protest hosted by Grassy Narrows First Nation where pro-Palestinian chants were heard. On Thursday, Dunlop called the trip to the conference in Hawaii appalling, and said the money should be spent in the school on teachers and student support. This conference that has specifically come up, there was an option to do an online conference as well, so I think that is something that taxpayers are very concerned about, she said. That money was spent to travel to Hawaii on something that could have been done right in their home area. A spokesperson for the Lambton Kent District School Board said in a statement to the Trillium that this specific conference the three frontline Indigenous education staff attended did not have a virtual option and provided them with invaluable, once-in-a-career opportunity to elevate their professional development and actively contribute to the ongoing growth and improvement of the board. Participants engaged in unique land-based learning experiences on the island and had the rare opportunity to connect with and learn from esteemed elders, wrote Caress Lee. This positioned the conference as a transformative experience that shaped the future of Indigenous education in our community and the Indigenous educational opportunities for our students. In a commitment to our efforts towards truth and reconciliation, and given the ever-evolving landscape of education, it is crucial for professionals on our Indigenous education team to stay updated on the latest trends, strategies, and technologies to address the changing needs of students and learners, said Lee, adding that the conference brought together more than 1,300 people from over 56 countries. Lee said LKDSB's Board Action Plan funds, which are meant for Indigenous education or professional development related to this, covered the conference's expenses and that the budget for the fund remains in a surplus position. Meanwhile, the Globe and Mail reported this week that the local teachers' union representing educators at the Brant Haldimand Norfolk Catholic District School Board called on four trustees who went on the trip to Italy to resign. The inappropriate spending practices as trustees have significantly eroded confidence in your ability to make sound, responsible decisions that reflect the needs and values of our school community, wrote Carlo Fortino, acting president of the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association's Brant Haldimand Norfolk Unit, in a letter to the trustees, a copy of which he shared with the Trillium. He added in an email that the local unit, welcomes the audits on school boards' discretionary spending, especially if it leads to mechanisms being put in place that would ensure that school boards' discretionary spending is done appropriately. Kathleen Woodcock, president of the Ontario Public School Boards Association, said boards have not yet received details about the potential audit and look forward to understanding how this process will unfold. School board trustees across Ontario take their roles very seriously, particularly their commitment to being financially responsible, transparent, and accountable to the communities and students they serve, said Woodcock in a written statement. We fully support the minister's focus on putting resources where they matter most, to benefit students directly. We welcome this opportunity to continue working with the province to advance our shared goals of transparency, accountability, and the best possible outcomes for students across Ontario, she said. A spokesperson for the association added that professional development is necessary and, when done effectively, has a ripple effect, empowering staff to bring innovative practices into the classroom, enrich the learning environment, and strengthen the overall educational experience.